Yeah, so Rashi. Again, Nachmal. Loisha Zocher is a year in Bishabbos. So you're not to remember which day he left. Tashtetzich, he knows he left Monday. There's no question there. He knows he left 3 days ago. And that was Monday, so you know when Shabbos will be. Ela Zocher remembers Shahayoyim Yoyim Shlish Litziyosei. He just remembers today's the third day from the day I left. By reveal Litziyosei. He also the fourth day from the day I left. When we take Kach from this Yodei, he knows Shemoina Litziyosei Oysim Melochim. He just knows that the eighth day now, the eighth day from the day he left, he could do Melochim. Ko Yom Ches, no eighth day. V'chein Lielim, every single eighth day it's Mutter. Vadei, Shezehu Yom Sheyotze Boi, V'kim Lon, it's Yidua, the B'Shabbos LeYotze. That's an Ansad, Yizichah Din Levi Yas on Shabbos. Shrei B'Yishev LeShachach Es HaShabbos. When you're home, before you start your journey, you use B'Yishev. B'Yishev, everybody knows exactly when Shabbos is. So what's the Chiddush? So Rashi Ma'ale, Shabbat and Amlo Nifik. The Yederach Lotzit Mavnei Kovar HaShabbos. People don't leave on Erev Shabbos either. V'yalkein kol yoyim ches v'testi yitzios l'shtori. I would think like the latest she left was Thursday. So therefore every eighth day, which is Thursday, and the ninth day should also be mutter to do Malacha. The Lekles V'kino b'Shabbos is Kamash Mula. No, that sometimes a person leaves on Friday. So therefore only matium to do Malacha every eighth day and not the ninth day. So the Moravite says Pshat the Mishnah Hayudei Ikur Shabbos, that the Mishnah made a chilek. The person forgot Bechlal there's such a thing as Shabbos and did Malachas, a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim. Later, he only has to bring one Chattis. But if the person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos, just he forgot today is Shabbos, then he has to bring a Chattis for every Shabbos that passed by. Because how do we know there's such a chilek? And more, you do the same thing you did Malachas and a lot of Shabbosim. One case, you only have to bring one Chattis for the Shabbosim. And one case, you bring for every Shabbos a separate Chattis. Is we know how in the middle of such a chilek. And Rav Nachman and Rav Ravua, Trey Kroik Siv, it says Tupsuk in the Torah. Pasuk says, Vishomru v'nei Yisrael to Shabbos. The b'nei Yisrael have to watch Shabbos. Uksiv another Pasuk says, V'yeshab soysay tishmeru, Oloshin Rabbim. You have to watch a lot of Shabbosim. Okay, said, one is mashmi, you only watch one Shabbos. One is mashmi, you watch a lot of Shabbosim. Okay, it said, Visham Rubinei Yisos a Shabbos. When do we say you only have a chiv to watch like one Shabbos? Shmira Achas L'Shabbos Harbi. Even though you did a lot of Malachas and a lot of different Shabbosim, you only have one Shmir, like one chiv Chattis for all the Shabbosim. And that's the case where Bechlau, you forgot that there's such an Inyan of Shabbos. Over the second Pasuk, V'yeshab Soysa Tishmeru. That means Shmirach is a whole Shabbos for Shabbos. Mashm, every single Shabbos has its own Shmir, its own Chiyav Chattis. That's in the case where the person knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just he forgot today is Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos, he forgot the next Shabbos is also Yom HaShabbos. Such a case, every single day is Mechayiv him another Korban. So Rashi. Minohani Mili Shiyesh. Mechal b'Shabbos Asab, somebody can be mechal a lot of Shabbosim, v'chayev achas akulim. For the Shabbosim is only chayev one chattis. V'yesh mechal alein v'chayev akol Shabbos. And in one case, you mechal a lot of Shabbosim, and you chayev a special chattis for every Shabbos. Hochigasim, okay, so v'shom, v'nei zot ha-Shabbos, shmirachas ha-Shabbos habim. V'shabsoi se tishmo, v'shmirachas, shmir lechol Shabbos ha-Shabbos. Dekru ha-Kama, the first posik, chodesh Shabbos, so it's one Shabbos, the choshiv, mashmer sheine makped elo alachas. You only chayev one chattis. V'ochek zir eshab soysoy. Akula kofid mashmer the Torah is makban every single Shabbos. V'loy mosu ala chachomim. So the pasuk is mashmer sometimes you chayev one and sometimes a lot. The chom explain when it is l'dion. Misvara hay b'shoch achik Shabbos. T'chodesh kogi. If you forgot the chal of such a thing as Shabbos, it's called one shogi chayev one chattis. V'hay b'shocheyach sheyem Shabbos. The second case is where you know there's such a thing as Shabbos. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Abu Yodei Yikki Shabbos, but he knows there's such a thing as Shabbos. The Ikal Meimad, here we can say the Svara Yomim Shabbatayim Hev Yedi L'Chalik. In between the 6 days, in between Yizicha heard that Shabbos passed by, and then he realized like he did a Chet, so that's called Mechalik for a special Chattis for each Shabbos. So the Gemara Maskev Lo Rab Nachman Rab Yitzchok, Nachman Rab Yitzchok says the Pshan the Psukim is just the opposite. It's the both Moedir that had these two psukim are saying two different things. The Shalom, which pasuk is saying what? He says, V'kiadad Rabibcha Mestavron, V'shom Ruvnei Yisos HaShabbos, Shmirachas Lechol Shabbos. what do you say, there's one Shmira Mashma every single Shabbos has its own Shmira special Chiyuv Chatzis? No. This Pasuk is Mashma, there's one Chiyuv Chatzis, Bechlal, even though you did a lot of Chatzim, a lot of Shabbosim. But the second post is Mashma Loshin Rabin Shmirachal Shabbos Arbin. That's Mashma. Even though you did a lot of Chatoyim, you only chayiv one Chatis for a lot of Chatoyim. So just the Mashmois apostle, which post do you hear you chayiv one Chatis? And one post, which post do you hear you chayiv a lot of Chatoyim? The Rashi says, Yibcha Mistavro. We shall move the Naisos Shabbos Mashma Shmirachal Shabbos Achas. The Shabbos Tishmaru is Bei Shabbosim. That's the case of two Shabbosim. The Engoy Matthew, Elo al Shmirachat, Torah was only Nizer for one Shmirah, Mashmir one Chatis. So Rashi Klo, Ubein Rab Nachman, Ubein Rab Nachman, Rab Yitzchok, Loi Pligi Yelo Bemashmois. It's only Machloikis to Mashmois, so the Posek, which Posek means what? My Yalav Ma Mahaikro, Yalav Mar Meidach. What one runs out from this Posek, the other one runs out from the other Posek. But the rather they're both murdered, they're both Yisrael, you see from these two Psukim. One Posek is Mashma, there's one Shmira for a lot of Shabbosim, and one Posek is Mashma, no, every single Shabbos has its own Shmira. So the Vashel, the Chomim, is a Nitwa, the Chomim to understand which, what's what. Then in the case where you forgot the Chal, there's a Shabbos, it's called one Shrinking. When in the case where you know there's a Shabbos, just forgot today there's a Shabbos, every single Shabbos is called its own Shkogim. Fight the Hayyaday Yeshu Shabbos. Next part of the Mishnah says somebody knows Takatrei Shabbos. And in such a case, he was a shkoga in the Molochis. He forgot that he can't do these Molochis. If he's chayiv, I'll call him Molochim Lochim. For the Gemara, Maishna Reisha, Maishna Seif, I'll come here, you chayiv every single Molochah separate Chatis. And the Reisha, where you forgot today was Shabbos, you only chayiv one Chatis for the whole Shabbos, even though you did a lot of Molochas on that Shabbos. So Rashi Maishna Reisha, the Shigga Shabbos, where you forgot today was Shabbos, Rizod the Molochis. You're talking, no, you're not allowed to do Molochis. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. Loi Mechayev Elachat, the Locher is Yoni Chayev 1, Lechol Shabbos, every Shabbos only one Chiev Chattis. The Seif on the last part of the Mishnah says, the Zod and Shabbos, where you knew today was Shabbos. Just for Shirgas Molochis, you forgot that you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos, you can't be cuts on Shabbos. There the Mishnah says, Chayev Akol Molochim Lochim. For every single Moloch you do on Shabbos, you Chayev a special Chattis. So what's the chiddush between the two cases? So the Gemara, Omer Rav Safra, Kan, Miyadiyah, Shabbos, Uperish. It's the first case, you forgot today was Shabbos. So when we tell you it's Shabbos, that's what stopped you from doing the Melacha. So it's like one stopping. Shabbos, Uperish. But Kan, Miyadiyah, Melach, Uperish. In the second case, you knew today was Shabbos. Just you did not know, you're not allowed to plow, you're not allowed to be kotze, you can't cut off, you can't cook on Shabbos. So when we tell you you're not allowed to cook, you stop cooking. When we tell you not allowed to plow, you stop plowing. So there's a lot of things stopping you. That's why you chayv a chatas for each one. For the Gemara, Omalei Rav Nachman, how could you divide up the two between Shabbos and the Melachis? Klum parash mi Shabbos elu mishum Melachis. Like even if you know today is Shabbos, you need two ingredients to ask you, like from stop you from doing the Melachim. You have to first of all know today is Shabbos, and then you have to know that on Shabbos is also to do the Melachim. So you need both ideas in both cases. Kolum parish mishabbos elam mishum melachas. When we tell you Shabbos, why do you stop doing the melacha? Because you know now on Shabbos you can't do this melacha. O kolum pirish melachas. When we tell you the melacha is also, why do you stop doing the melacha? Elam mishum Shabbos, because today is Shabbos. So that's not a difference whether we tell you today is Shabbos or the melachas are also. In both cases, you need both ingredients to ask you. El Amir Nachman, the svara is like this: korban. The chayiv rachmon amai. What's the siba to mechayiv to bring a korban? How do you do the chet ashgoga? The shalom, what do you reshoga? What did you forget? If you did a chet bishgoga that you forgot, it's also for the forgetting, that's what you have to bring the korban. So the question is, what did you forget? Hosom chodeshgoga. In the ratio, in the middle case of the Mishnah, what did you forget? We're talking about you knew there's Lamates Melochas. You know on Shabbos you can't do the Melochas. You're not a shogig about the Melochas. Just you forgot today was Shabbos. So the Shgoga was, you forgot today is Shabbos. So it's called one Shgoga, therefore you chayim one Chatis. Hocha tuva Shgoga 7. But in the Sefer of the Mishnah, even you know today was Shabbos. There's no Shgoga about Shabbos. What?
What is your shkoga? That you forgot you're not allowed to plow on Shabbos. You forgot you can't cook on Shabbos. You forgot you can't cut apples off the tree on Shabbos. So every single melacha is a special shkoga. That's why you chayiv for every melacha a special chattis, because there are a few shkogas involved. So Rashi, kan medias melachos aparish kiyamru le Shabbos ule parish donam miyode v'chiyamru le melacha chashuv izu parish shukach amin melachos yavi the kash was nine klum pirish v'shabbos elam mishum the chiyodiyu Shabbos u hikke shechoto ala melachos al klum pirish v'melachos leimai the yodiyas ha melachos elam mishum Shabbos the chiyamru le melachos hein hikke shechilu Shabbos like it's a hein of hach the reason why you stop doing melachos because you mechal Shabbos elamad the chilek is between the shkogos that the chiyav korban comes because of a shogeg. So what did you forget? And the ratio is one shkog you forgot today was Shabbos, and the sefer, no, you knew today was Shabbos, so you forgot this malach was also, that's mechayiv, your separate chattis for each one. For the Moravaita, chilek malachis minolim. Right, the Mishnah says, chayiv akol malach malacha. Hey, in the case where you know today is Shabbos, that you forgot the malach is rosa, for every malach you did, you chayiv a separate chattis. So like we had before, could come out, Yechayiv Mamish 39 Chatois is Pasma for one Shabbos. For the Gemara, Chilit Melachas Minolim. How do we know this Yisrei Taka? That for every Melacha you do, even though it's for one Helim, one Shkoga, Yechayiv a separate Chatis. How do we know each Melacha is called a Chilit Melachas? Omer Shmuel says, Omer Kroh, the Postik says, Mechaleho Mois Yumos. Like a double lotion. If you Mechale Shabbos, you get like Mois Yumos will kill you twice. Is a Torah ribsa misa tarbe a chilulech? Torah says for one chilul Shabbos you chayiv a few misas. So the Gemara, I hay b'mezik. See, this pasuk is talking about mezik. We want to know by chatas b'shevig. What do you bring me raya for mezik? So the Gemara, im einu inyan lemezik. This pasuk is extra because by mezik itself you don't need to say you're going to get two times misa. The pasuk says kol oisa melacha yumos. Whoever does a melacha on Shabbos is a chiv misa. You get misa by the yodim. What does the pasuk mean? You must kill you twice. It's not shat kill somebody twice. Once you have a chiv misa once, that's it. So what is the term marba? There's two misas here. It's nu inyan l'shegig. The pasuk means to be marba more if you do the chet on Shabbos b'shegig. That means you forgot you're not allowed to be chorosh. You forgot you can't be kotzer. You forgot the melacha. You chayiv a special chatis for each melacha. What is like mice yumas? I mean, what do you mean we'll kill you twice? Yumas the moment. I mean, we'll take away a lot of money from you. You'll have to spend the money to buy the kabonis. So that's how you know chilik malachis. So drashi chilik malachis, shegufe malachis, mischalkin v'chatois, that each malachis mechal to be mechayiv you for another chatis. V'yafal pi shevelem echad, even though it's like one forgetting. You didn't realize in between you did a chet, it's one forgetting. It's one Shabbos, one forgetting that you're doing melachas on the Shabbos. Still, for every melach you do, you have a special chadis. Pasuk says, "Mois yumas mashma misas harbi." The moment lahushe kabonis. So to kill you a few times is not shaykh. So the pasuk means im enyan lemezid. It means for shaygig that if you do the melachas b'shaygig, you have a special chadis for each one, and will kill you means by bringing in a lot, spending your money on kabonis. Azay le'en Shmuel. Shred Gemara Akash and Shmuel the typical chilik malachas mehecha the nafkul el Reb Nosim. Why does Shmuel need a new pasuk to dash in his pasuk mechalel mois yumos? Why doesn't Shmuel learn out the same pasuk that Reb Nosim learns out from? The Tanya learned in a brisa. Reb Nosim the pasuk says loisavaru eish bechol mosh vaseichem b'yom Shabbos. You can't burn or make a fire on Shabbos. A new lav is not tam leima. The kashrut is why the Torah have to say it for. Lechura, this is one of the Lamates Malachis. So Pshriti, you're not going to make fire, you can't burn on Shabbos. Why did the Torah have to say special this Malacha? So the Gemara, Matam Aleima, the Fisha Nema, the Postik says before, Vayakel Moshe is called Aspenei Yisrael. Moshe brought together the Gans Klai Yisrael, and he said, Eila Hadvorim, these are the things that's also to do on Shabbos. Shesh Yisrael Tasa Malacha, 6 days do Malacha, B'yom HaShvi, you can't do Malacha. We dashin. Devorim means two. Hadavorim, it says an extra hey, that's like three. And the pasuk says Eila Hadavorim. Eila is 36. So 36 and 3 is 39. We dash in Eila Hadavorim is Eilu Shloishim V'Teishim Melachos. These are the 39 Melachos. Shenemru L'Moshe B'Sinai, that was said to Moshe B'Sinai. So we dash in Reb Nosson. So the pasuk says, Claude, there are 39 Melachos you're not allowed to do on Shabbos. Yochol osan kulam bela mechad. Ein achayi bela achayas. I would think if somebody on one Shabbos does all the 39 malachas bela mechad, means he forgot he can't do these malachas. He didn't realize in between he can't do these malachas. And he did them all with one helam. As I would think at the end, he's only chayiv one chates elachas. Tamuloyma, there's one posse that says, Ba'achorish u'ba'akotze tishpois. That the posse, Pasha is talking about on Shabbos, that on Shabbos you should rest from a mitzvah's essay, not to make harisha, do not plow, and not to make a ksira. Here's why the Torah have to say these two things special. Elamata, tell me if you do these two things on Shabbos, you chayiv a special chates for these two. So here I see chiluk malachas. So the Gemara name, v'adayin ani yoyim, I will still tell you al chirisha v'al akzira chayiv shtayim. Maybe only for these two malachas, if you do them on Shabbos, you chayiv two chatois. V'yakula meina chayiv alachas, mashen came the rest of the 37 malachas. If you do all the rest of them in one helem, means you don't realize in between you did a chet, maybe you only chayiv one chatos for the rest of them. It's maybe only these two, like Rashi was soon said, like Shnei Ksuvim, Haboin Kiechad, maybe just these two, for Charish and for Ktsira, you chayiv separate malachis, but for separate chatois. But for the rest of the malachis, maybe you only chayiv one chatos. Talmud Leimel, therefore Rav Noson Dashkin, the Pasuk says, Loisavaru Eish. That's what the Torah had a chazer over and said an extra time, Loisavaru Eish, don't burn, don't make fire on Shabbos. While Havora Bechal Hoysa, Havora, this Moloch of Havora making fire, is Bechal the Lamates Molochis. V'lama Yotzis, how come the Torah took out this Moloch especially and set it by itself? Is Lahake Sheleo, to be makish all the other 38 Molochis to it. Just like by burning fire on Shabbos, Shiav Moloch, it's one of the obvious Molochis. Since the Torah put it separately, if you do it on Shabbos, Yizlich a Chayiv a Molocha, for a Chattis, for doing it itself, it's a Limud Av Koil, all the other 38 Molochis. Av Koil, Shuav Moloch, anything that's not Molocha, Yizaloch a Chayiv a Molocha, for Niyatzma. Yechayiv by itself, if you do it by itself, Yechayiv a Chattis for itself. So the Zoi, that's Rav Nosson's posik, Loisavarwesh Bechol Moshevsech, and the Torah puts it out separately, to teach us this Yichsaid, that there's a din of Chilek Molochas by Shabbos. For every Moloch you do on Shabbos, Yichayev a separate Molchatis. So the Kashan Shmuel, why didn't Shmuel also learn like Rav Nosson? Now the Gemara, Shmuel Savalok Rebbe Yosi. It's not Shver, Shmuel holds like Rebbe Yosi. It's like a din Zachan Rav Nosson. And the Kashan is, why did the Torah say separately, Loisavarwesh Bechol Moshevsech? So Rabbi Yosi Yomar, the Yomar Havor Lav Yotzis. The reason why the Torah said it separately to teach us that even though it's one of the obvious malachis, for this malach, if you do it on Shabbos, you're not chayiv misa. It's only a lav bialma. The Tanya, like the Brisa says, Havor Lav Yotzis. Divrei Rabbi Yosi. Rabbi Yosi says the reason why the Torah said this malach of Havor separately to teach us leisavar leish is only a lav and no misa involved. Rabbi Nosson Noimela Chalik Yotzis. Rabbi Nosson says no. The reason why the Torah said Leisavar Leish is to tell us this Yisayid L'chalek Yotzis, that all the Molochis, if you do them on Shabbos, Yechayiv a separate Chattis for each one of them. Here, let's see Rashi. Rashi Matam Leim B'loi Kvar Nema Leisasa Ko Molocha. The Torah already said you can't do the Molochis, and Svaro Eish, making the fire, is one of the Lamatas Molochis. Devorim Zot Rashi is Mash Matrei. Hey, it says, Hadvorim L'Rabbi Yitzchad, to Moisiv another one. Harei Shleishi, you have three. Eile, and it says, Eile hadvorim, Eile begamatri lamedvov, is 36, so 36 and 3, harei lamedes. Talmud loima, bechorish shabakotzir tishbois, kloima. Belav loisavaru, even without the extra possible loisavaru eish, heaven on the main of the who we should learn out chilik molochis, mehai, from this posik, im lois yesh loshi, but not that fact you could ask the kash and you can't learn out. But we have to understand, why can't we? Like first the posik says, bechorish shabakotzir tishbois. You should rest on Shabbos, don't do Charisha, don't do Ksira. Is the question, why does the Torah have to say these two Molochis is B'chad Alamates? So the Gemara name, we can't learn out from these two. V'adzik Rashi V'adayin, Ani Yoyim Achorish B'kotzi Chayiv Shtayim. Imos and Belamech, if you did these two Molochis, it's like a Chayiv Tuchatois. Why? Shrei Hoitziyim in a cloud. The Torah took it out of the Poshle Eilat Vorm, the Poshle Alamates Molochis, and said it separately, these two malachas, l'chalkon l'shtayin, to tell me for these two malachas, for Charish and Ksira, you get two separate chatois. Umashma Azora Lakoti Liatsma Vyazor Lakosh Liatsma. Liatsma is a special Azora for each one of the two. Did the Kasha learn out from these two to all over? I say no. The Yakula Machas, maybe only these two have a Chiyav, a special Chiyav Chatis. But the other 37 Malachis, he only Chayiv one, even though he do all of them. What's the Svar? Why? So Drashi, the Bechoda Malacha Kailinu, the Chad Lav, all the other Malachas are Bechlau one Lav. Over Dover Shoye Bechlau Vyotzim, and a Chlau Lulma Lelumud, Ledanirle. I, let's say, if a kid, Harish and Ktiris, coming out of the cloud to teach us that the whole cloud also has the same din, that for every malach is a separate chattis, to ever lay cloud malach to say, no, you can't say that here. Because before the Lama test malach is Abachal Leisa saying, or Porat Biesa, here the Torah says, Bakorish, Bakorish, or Bakota Tishbois, Mash Malosh and Isra say, V'yein Donan Leisa the Chalaprat, you can't be done as a Chalaprat. Inam, another pshat Rashi, why he learned out from these two ovis to all over. Have chorish bekotze shnei ksuvim boint yechad. It lies like two ksuvim. Like, why the Torah have to say these two malachas? Let it just say one malach. Let it just say charisha. That yechai v'chatis. And I will know, just like this yechai v'chatis, who are then all the other lamates malachas yechai v'special chatis? Why the Torah have to say charisha and ksirifor, these two? So it lies like shnei ksuvim boint yechad. Then the klal is, v'yein malamdin, he can learn out from there. The Torah just should have said one and not two. The fact that the Torah says both of them, so it's say only these two is chilek malachis. But the other 37 malachis, if you do them all together on one Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis. How do I know chilek malachis? Land Ram Nosen from the Pasuk Talmudoy Malay Savaru. From Malay Savaru Eish. From here I learn out the Dava Hashoye B'Klal, the Yotzim and Aklal Lumoid. So Rashi now, V'Chotze, V'Chorish, V'Chotze, what do I need it for? Once I know chilek malachis from loisavaru eish, so mele all the malachis have a chilek, a special chatis. What do they have to say separately? Charisha and ksirifur. So drasha in the climate ledrasha achrina. We dash in other drashas from this pasuk now. Ikra mekiva darashlay v'alma linyan tais v'shvius. He learns out the pasuk lavdav talking about Shabbos. He's talking about shvius and the zechi of taisvus even before shvius. Ikra b'yishmol linyan Shabbos. That ma chorish reshus, the Torah only asks for the chorisha of reshus. Ak tzir reshus, lumud ak tzir oimer. The chiddush is that when you want to bring the oimer, and it comes out on Shabbos, you're allowed to cut down the tzvua to bring the korban oimer, even on Shabbos. Shadrich Shabbos. But I call upon him, the limit is according to Reb Nosson from Loisavar Reish. Why did the Torah have to say separately this laugh? Is the chal hoiso, the loisasa kom locha. This is one of the lamates malachas, was the chal, all the lamates malachas. Is now that it comes out of the cloud, is la'akashalir, it's Rashi, kol shal malachas, to teach us to all other malachas. She nichlo imo, that makli was in the cloud. The cloud, she zoom midim atur, this is one of the lamates, this is one of the yugimu midis. That kol dover shoye, the cloud, something was first in the cloud, it was lamates malachas. The yotzim na cloud, this malacha of loisavaru eish went out of the cloud, lilmoid, to teach us a chiddush, that for it itself you get a chatas, a separate chatas. Is learned lilmoid, the latzma yotza didn't only go to teach itself. That for it itself you get chatas, no, it comes to teach us on the whole cloud. That for all the lama test malachas, every single malach has a special chatas for itself. So as I learned Reb Nosson, so the kasher is, why doesn't Shmuel also learn Reb Nosson? The Teretz is, Shmuel dashes this posuk lines to loisavaru eish, like Reb Yosi does. The what to love? Shein chayov v'molei chorus. That for this malacha, yinad is no chiyav chorus. Uskila kishra malacha. Zela mashram abo. It's only a love. Does land Reb Yosi. So it's good why Shmuel does not like Reb Nosson, because Shmuel holds that if Shem the apostle is like Savar Weish is like Reb Yosi. Therefore, Shmuel needs his own apostle to teach us of Machaleh, Mois Yumas, that there's a chiluk malacha by Shabbos. For every malacha you do, you chayiv a separate chatas. So the Gemara Vaitit Shver, there's another limud, a third limud, how we know chilek malachas. For the Gemara Vatepik le lechalek malachas, vehechad anafle le Reb Yosi. It's a trick Shver and Shmuel. Why doesn't Shmuel learn out chilek malachas from Reb Yosi's posik? Why does Shmuel need a new posik on Mechalei Amos Yumas? Why doesn't he learn out like Reb Yosi learns out? Where's Reb Yosi's Joshua? The Tanya. Reb Yosi Yoyne. The posik says, v'oso me'achas mehena. If you do one of the chatoyim, you have to bring a chatas. So Trashi, Achas Mehena, Achas Hevla L'michtav. Real, the Torah just should have said the word before. Rashi, V'osa Meyachas Mehena, Oymel Inyin Chattis. The apostle is talking about the chet, you have to bring a chattis. Hevla L'michtav V'yos Achas. The apostle just should have said V'yos Achas, you do one of the chatoin. Felishti, that's all. His Eitzelei, Sham, Mem, the Meyachas. So the Pasuk says, V'yosa Meyachas, so the Mem is extra. V'chol Teva Mehena L'drosha. And the Pasuk says, V'yosa Meyachas Mehena, hey, the word Mehena is extra. And in Mehena, there are two droshas. The Torah could have just said Hena, and it says Mehena, so it's two extra. So the kids, you have like three extra words here to make three droshas. The Torah could have just said, V'yosa Achas, and the Torah says Meyachas, next Mem, and it says the word Hena, second, and it says Mehena, next Mem. So there are three types of drushes here. So Drashi Vadorish Hochi, Midashim from these drushes like this, that as the word Achas and Hena, Pomim Shakol, Maisa Veroisav Choshvachas, sometimes even though you do a lot of malachas together, you only chayiv one chatis, or Pomim Shukori Hena Loshin Mavim. And sometime though, even though you did like on one Shabbos, a lot of malachis, you chayiv separately for each one. Like we'll soon see how he dashins. From here he knows, chilik malachis. Zot Gemara, he dashins, pomim, shechayov, machas, akula. Sometimes, even though you do a lot of malachis, you only chayiv one chattis. And that's the case of Shigga Shabbos. If you forgot today was Shabbos, you know you can't do malachis, but just you forgot today was Shabbos. So even though you did a lot of malachis, that the Mishnah says, you only chayiv one chattis. Because the shogig, what did you forget? You forgot today was Shabbat. That's called one shogig. But sometimes, if you know today is Shabbos, just you forgot you are shogig, you don't know Chermisha Zosa, you don't know Ksir Zosa, you don't know Tchina Zosa. So lachir is, you chayiv a separate chattis for each one of them. That's the achat and hena. That sometimes you chayiv special chattis for each one separately. So this is how Rabbi Yosi learns out chilek malachis. So Drashi, Yom Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, my time with Rabbi Yosi, Kloim, my Dorish Be'edakati, Mem de Mehena, Mem de Meyachas, Lamayosa. Like the sort of said, three extra Joshes here. So what does it do from the word Mem and Mem? Yeah. And for this Vita. So tomorrow, yeah. Om Rabbi Yosi Rechanina, my time with Rabbi Yosi. So far we only answer what does it do with the word Achas and Hena. Like the Torah said an extra word Hena. So we dash that sometimes for one, Yechayiv Hena, a lot of Chatois. But now the Torah says extra also Mem, Meyachas is extra, and the Mem Mehena is extra. What to do with these two extra Mems is Achas, he learns out, Meyachas, and Hena, Mehena. What does that mean? Achas, Shiena, Hena, Shiachas. That's one type of a drush. That's what we just had. That sometimes for one, you chayiv a lot of chatois, and sometimes for a lot of melachas, you only chayiv one chatis. That was the chiluk, whether it's, you forget today was Shabbos, you only chayiv one chatis, or no, you know today was Shabbos, you forgot the melachas, you chayiv a lot of melachas. That's the achas and hena. That's from the extra word hena. Now what do you do with the mem? So tomorrow, achas is shimon. Without the word meyachas, machas, I would think you only chayiv if you have kavana to write the word shimon, and you go and write the whole word shimon, then you chayiv. Now that the Torah says the mem meyachas, that's a ribuy shein me shimon. It's even though you have kavana to write the whole shimon, and you sat down on Shabbos and wrote a shin mem, and then all of a sudden you stop, you didn't finish what you're doing. So I would think you putti, you didn't do your kavana. The chiddush is no meyachas. Even a part of one you also chayiv for. The front here that the shein, the word shin mem, means something by itself. Therefore, for this alone, you chayiv by itself. That's the chiddush of meyachas. You chayiv from one. So Rashi. Somebody writes the word Shin Mem from the word Shimon. The Alpha Gav Shin is Kavanasis Teiv Gederli. He had Kavona to write the whole word Shimon. Hurlish Teyosi Sari Shainis. Shein B'mokim Achas. Since these two words Shin Mem mean something by itself, someplace else, the word Shein, Hein Chayiv, Yechayiv for this. Fahainu Meyachas. That's the Jewish of Meyachas, the extra Mem. Mixas HaMalocha V'loi Kula Yovichatis. Sometimes just from meyachas, from a mixas, a part of the one malacha, you chayiv for in such a case. And that's why the Torah says the mem meyachas. So far we answered why the Torah says the word Hena. Hena is to teach us that achas, sometimes for a lot of malachas, yichayev, each one is separate korban. Now the Torah says the extra mem, meyach, to teach us that even though you had kavanah to write the whole word shimin, if you only write the word shin mem, shame, you also chayev. Vaita, what's the extra mem on mehena? Torah could have just said hena, it says the mehena. So the Gemara, hena is obvious. The Torah would have just said, Hena, I would think Yoni Chayv, you do one of the Lamates Malachis. Mehena, the Torah says an extra mem. Mehena, that told us. That to teach us the Chiddush, that by Shabbos, you have a Chiyah for the Toldus. You Chayv a Chattis, and you Chayv a Chayv Misa if you do a Toldu on Shabbos. So Drashi, Mehena, the Rabbis told the Kloima, Hayetis Mehen Minovis, things that come out of the Yovis, a Toldu, you also Chayv for on Shabbos. Now the Gemara's Mazbah, the whole Braisa, Nochamon. So the Gemara, Achashi Hena. What do you mean, one, that you chayiv a lot? How you chayiv a lot of chatoi is that zodin Shabbos, you knew today was Shabbos, shashigas malachas. You forgot each malacha is also, there's a separate shkoga for each malacha, you chayiv a special chatas for each malacha. Heino shiachas, what's the case, heino, that you only chayiv one chatas for a lot of veris, that shigas Shabbos, the zodin malachas. Even though you knew the malachas are also, but you forgot today was Shabbos, it's called one shkoga, you chayiv one chatas. So this is the kasha. Why doesn't Shmuel learn out like the Yoyis learns out? The Torah says Shmuel, Acha Shehena Vein Shiachas LeMashmelu. He doesn't know from the Joshua Timothy.